Good morning, we're Masechet Zvachim Daf Pei Tet, and we saw a new Perek today. Bezor Hashem, Perek Asiri, 10th Perek, Kol HaTadir, concept which we all know. Okay, the Mishnah says like this, Kol HaTadir Mechaveiro, Kodem Et Chaveiro. Okay, so whatever's more Tadir, which is more frequent, more regular, precedes its friend. HaTmedim, so the Korban Tamid, which was every day, twice a day, Kodmin LeMusafin, because the Musafin only come on Shabbos or Yontif. Right, and Musfei Shabbat that come every Shabbos, Kodmin the Musfei Rosh Chodesh, they only come once a month. And Musfei Rosh Chodesh, Kodmin the Musfei Rosh Hashanah, because they come once a month, they come once a year. And what's the Makor for this? Sheneemar Milvad Olat HaBoker, that's the Korban HaTamid, is the Olat HaBoker, Asher Leolat HaTamid, Ta'asu Et Eile. Look at Rashi there quickly, Milvad Olat HaBoker, Ha'asuya Kvar Mashma. When it says, do these, other than the one which we've already done, Alma Tamidin Kadmei Lemusafin. That's talking about the Musafin or the Yontif. Or Rosh Chodesh, what's it? Kaile Yontif, right, Yontif, Yontif, Yontif. The laning on the right, so it's Yontif laning. Okay. So now we have a cloud, right? Kula Tadir Vishaino Tadir Tadir Kodem. That's the cloud. But this is the Mishnah, right? Kol HaTadir Mechaveiro, Kodem Mechaveiro. Kol HaTadir, Veshelo Tadir, Tadir Kodem. Okay. And we'll see another Mishnah just now in a second. It's not just Tadir, it's also Kol HaMekadesh. Or Kol HaMekudash. Sorry, Kol HaMekudash, I think the Mishnah says. Where is it? Yeah, Kol HaMekudash Mechaveiro, Kodem Mechaveiro. It's also Kadosh, the more Kadosh, the higher the precedence. Okay, so we'll see just now. So the Gemara says like this, Minalan. Where do you know this from? That kol hakodem, the karat kol hatadir mechaveiro kodem mechaveiro. What do you mean minalan? Right? Kedekama, time, the Mishnah gave a reason. The Mishnah gave the explanation. Milvad olat haboker. That's it. We've already done the ola, and therefore now do this. So the Gemara doesn't seem to get so excited about that. Right? So the Gemara says, V'dilma tamidin hain dekadmu l'musafin mishum de tadire. That's all very nice to tell me that the Tamid comes before the Musaf. But if you've got other Musafin, right, so for example, Shabbos Yontif, and if you've got Shabbos Chol HaMoed Sukkos, or Shabbos Yontif Sukkos even, you've got the Musaf of Shabbos and the Musaf of Yontif, or Rosh Chodesh Shabbos, you've got the Musaf of Shabbos and the Musaf of Rosh Chodesh, right? There's no other Yontif that's got a Rosh Chodesh in it, right? Other than Rosh Hashanah. Because Pesach is the middle of the month, Sukkot is the middle of the month. 14 and... There's another one, eh? Now then, it's Chanukah. Chanukah's got a Rosh Chodesh. We don't bring Korban on Chanukah. Right? So it's either the Shabbos, or Rosh Chodesh. We don't know which Musaf comes first. How do we know there that this Musaf is beforehand? It says, Kaile. Right? What does it mean, Kaile? Tasu lo yom shivat yamim. Eile, Kaile. See, that's telling us even, right? Look at Rashi there. Ka'ele tasu, batarahu kra, after this pasuk, mivad l'aboke, tasu et eile. And then it says, ketiv ka'ele, right? Tasu, mashma kesele shamart lecha ka'ele shomala, kashem shatani kodem, kach sere ha-musafin, shim yom tom, im yom sheyesh shnei musafin, kigom shabbos shebetoch ha-regel, yetani kodem. He says, what do you mean? What's the question? The pasuk says, the next pasuk says, ka'ele. What do you mean, ka'ele? Just like Shabbos, Musaf would come after the Ola, so too another Musaf would come after the Musaf. That's what it means. So the Gemara says, I'm sorry, I've lost my place. Ah, but no, that's not work. That's work. We need that Kaile to teach us the halacha itself. What's the halacha itself? What do you mean Kaile Legufe? Look at Rashi. Lahatin Musaf le Shiva Hayamim de Mikra Kame Yom Rishonu de Nafkelan. Right? Because what do we know that there are these seven korbanot that you bring every day, right, of the Chag. But how do we know that they get spread out? Right? Maybe we'll think it's, how do we even know that you've got to read them all on, bring them all on their first day? That's what the Patanef, do them on the first day. So the Gemara says, but imke nichtov eile tasu leyom. But watch, read, it says there. Right? It says that if that was the case, it wouldn't say ka'ele, it would say eile ta'asu l'yom. Why do we need ka'ele? So the Gemara says, no, ikatav eile ta'asu l'yom shivat yamim. If it would have said eile ta'asu l'yom shivat yamim, what would I have thought? Hanimi Hayiti Omer, Rad Hava Mina, Eile Le Shivat Hayamim. What do you mean the Shivat Hayamim? Look at Rashi. Otan Shiva Kvasin Ha'amurin Be'inyan, the seven Kvasin are written there. Yitchalku Le Shivat, and we would have thought, don't do each day seven, spread out the seven over the 7 days. Right? We would have said, Eile Le Shivat Hayamim. Right? Therefore, it said, Ka'eile. Just like we did those, bring each seven every day, but after you've done the Musaf of the Shabbos. So the Gemara says, no, Le'yom Kativ. You can't say that. It says Le'yom Kativ. We don't need to know that. Right? That was we're in the Limud. It says Le'yom Kativ. We didn't make that mistake. So the Ka'ele isn't helping us. We haven't got an answer for the Ka'ele. The Gemara says, Va'akati eima eile le'yom. Aval shah yom elo yadana kama. Right? So the Gemara says, you know what? Then if it said Le'yom Kativ, that would just tell us to bring on the first day. But what would we do on the rest of the days? Wouldn't know how to bring on the rest of the days. So therefore, the Gemara says, Amar krata, the Gemara says, no. The Gemara doesn't like his answer either. Well, no, you can't tell me that. Because the Pasuk says, ta'asu. Right? It says there, ta'asu et eile. Right? And then it says, ka eile ta'asu. Eile ta'asu. So the kaf is still helping us. Shiyu kol asiyot shavot. Right? So we haven't really got an answer over here for that. If I'm not mistaken, we haven't really solved the question. Right? Because Abaye, the Amar Rab Ila, right, he said, Amakra ka'ileta. So that was the answer. The Gemara knocked it all out. Abaye gives another answer. Abaye says, no. Amar mi gufa de kra. How do we know that a musaf to a musaf still takes preference, the one that's more frequent? It's in the pasuk itself. Because the pasuk says, look at the pasuk, it says, mivala la boker ta'asu et eile. It says, asher lo la tatamid. You see asher lo la tatamid in the pasuk? We got Mevala Raboker Asher Le'olat HaTamid. Now Abaye's proof is going to say, what do we need the Asher Le'olat HaTamid to teach us? And we know we speak about Olat HaTamid. What is the Olat HaBoker? It is the Olat HaTamid, right? So why does the pasuk have to tell us Asher Le'olat HaTamid? We already know that. So it says like this Abaye, right? Im ken le'im ekram Mevad Olat HaBoker v'tishtok. Why does it just say Mevad Olat HaBoker? Full stop. Tasu et eile. Why does it say Asher Le'olat HaTamid, which is the daily Olah? Asher Le'olat HaTamid Lameli, why is that there? Le'meimar Tahach De Tadira Hi Tikdom. So why is it like this? Milvad HaBoker, why does the Milvad HaBoker we say other than the Olat HaBoker? Why? Because that's the Olat HaTamid. What does it mean? Because it's, why is it done after that? Because that's done on a daily basis. So there's the proof that anything that precedes something else on a regular basis gets preference, even if it was a musaf to musaf or anything to anything. Because the fact that the pasuk, he doesn't like the answer of ka'ele, which Rab Ila gave. He says in the pasuk, original pasuk itself, which we learned, because even the Gemara, which says minalan, and we said, what do you mean minalan? The Gemara, when asked the question, accepts that the olah on a daily basis takes preference over the musafin, right? Our question was, how do we know Musaf to Musaf, what takes preference? Is it in the same Pasuk? Because the message there is coming straight forward. Asher le'olat ha-tamid. That's what it's about. And therefore, we're happy now to know that anything. That's what the Mishnah can summarize and say, kol ha-tadir mechaveiro, kodemet chaveiro, even Musaf to Musaf, and anything else that goes with it. Okay, is that clear? Right, okay. The next Mishnah is kol ha-mekudash. The Mishnah is like this. Kol ha-mekudash mechaveiro, kodemet chaveiro. What does it mean, kol ha-mekudash? Look at Rashi. Sheyesh bo tzad ribui kedusha mimenu. Anything that has got an element of more kedusha. Now, I just want to point out something which we learned this morning, and Manny pointed it out. Yesterday we learned about the begadim. Remember we said the Kohen Gadol, all his clothes do kapara? The Netziv quoted this morning, just like as a matter of fact, he says, as we know, that the Kohen Gadol is mechaper on the Averus of Amisha. It's a well-known thing, the Kohen. Many actually noticed that. So our Gemara yesterday spoke about how he does the kapara, right? That each of his begadim does a separate element of kapara. But it seems to be an obvious fact, a known fact, that the Kohen Gadol is mechaper for Amishah. Okay, I want to just point that out, right? Now, so the Mishnah carries on. So again, the Kohen Gadol, for example, is more mekudash than a Kohen Hedyot. And you could say, he goes to the Kodesh HaKodashim on Yom HaKippurim, right? He wears 8 begadim instead of 4 begadim. Those would be examples of tzad ribui kedusha, of an element where there's more kedusha. Okay, that would be some examples. And the Mishnah then gave some examples. Dam HaChatat kodem dam HaOlah. Right? The blood of the Chatat comes first before the blood of the Olah. Right, and Rashi says, yeah, im shneihem shchutin v'omdim nizarek. Your two of them there in front of you, you've got to choose now which one to do first. Do the chatat first. Why? Mipnei shumiratze. What does it mean, shumiratze? It sort of serves a purpose of completing the kapara. Look at Rashi, mechaper achadei kritot, hatarich ritzui gadol. So the ola doesn't do, if a person sins, he brings a, instead of, if he would have been chayev karet, where it would have been b'meizid, and he sinned b'shogeg, he brings a korban chatat, right? So the chatat really has an eritzu here of chatat, we would have said, the guy had he done b'meizid, he would have karet. He would have b'meizid, but there's still an element of a chiyuv karet in the maaseh, right? That's why he brings a korban. So the chatat is actually doing kapara for that bit of karet, which is inherent in the aveir of what he did. Avarei ola, now the other way around. So when it comes to the blood, the chatat comes first. But if you've got the parts of the animal that you're going to burn, right? The avarei ola kodmin le'emorei chatat. Remember, the avarei ola, right, is the actual animal that you're burning. Remember, ola is completely burnt. So the avarim are the limbs of the korban which have to get burnt. The emorin, which are like the leftovers of the chatat, we've seen many times, is not ma'akev. If you don't do it, the korban's still a good korban, right? You with me? Mm. Right? So why? So he says, yeah, mibneshu kalil ishim. The ola, the whole thing gets burnt. With the emorin, only a part of the animal gets burnt in the chatat. And even like I said, which is not an example, Rashi didn't mention it, but I think it's also worth noticing, is that with the emorin, even if you never brought it, the korban's still a good korban. So it's obviously more kedusha in the ola. Chatat... Because we've seen that it's not ma'akev, it's not an inherent part of the korban, where the avarim of the ola is the korban. The emorin of the chatat, we've got to do it, but you didn't do it. Your chatat was a good chatat, so it proves that maybe the word kedusha is not the right word, but it certainly there's more kedusha in the ola than there is in the emorin, because the ola would be ma'akev. That's the whole korban. The ikar korban is the avarim. Where with the chatat, it seems to be like a periphery type of part of the korban. I think. I mean, if Rashi didn't say it, I can't say it. I think I can. All right. Chatat kodemet l'asham. Now we got chatat kodemet l'asham. Why? Bipnei shedama nitan la'arba karnot va'al hayasod. Okay, this is like a nice summary of everything we've learned. If you got a chatat and asham, now both of them here are for Ritzui, right? By them are to Mechaper. Remember, Hashem is also for Naveira. But look over here. Rashi says over here, Al Dalet Karnot, V'Hashem Shtei Matanot Shehen Arba, V'lo Al Karnot. Remember that? The Chatat goes on each of the finger, each of the Karnot, where the other two go like on two sides of his back and they splatter. And also on the Yesod, right? With the... It's interesting that, hey, there's no shvichat shiraim, the pouring of the remnants of the blood down into the yisod like there is in a chatat. So there's more kedusha, more acts being done. Asham kodem letoda va'el nazir. So the asham comes before the el, so it's more kadosh than the why? Bibneshu kodshe kodshim. Right, so that's kodshe kodshim, and the other ones are kodshe kalim. And then toda V'el Nazir. Now these are all within the Kodesh HaKalim family. The Todah and the El Nazir and the Shlamim. So it says over here that the Todah and the El Nazir korbim l'shlamim. Why? Bibnei shehei ne'echalin yom echad v'tu'unin lechem. So the Shlamim are eaten for 2 days. The Todah and the El Nazir also are eaten for 1 day. So it seems to be more like Kodesh HaKodshim, right? There's a stronger element to it. And it needs bread. You have to bring lechamim with it. With the Todah, you bring all that different breads, 4 different types of breads. With the Shlamim, you don't. Right? Shlamim, and then the Shlamim kodmim lebechor. Then we got the Bechor and the Maaseh, right? Shlamim kodmim lebechor. Why? Mipnei shen tunin matan dalet. The Shlamim, you have to do 4 matanot. Look at Rashi there. Is there Rashi there?
Matan Arba?
No, that's the Matan Arba was for the Chatat and the Asha. Matan Arba, sorry, you're right, Matan Arba, 100%, sorry. Matan Arba there, Matanot Chen Arba, that's like the 2 or 4, and a Bechor Enu La Matana Achat. Interesting, hey? The Bechor only has 1 splatter of blood. Ve Eno Taun Smicha Unesachim, right? So the Shlamim right, has four blood offerings, and smicha, you do lean on the animal, and nesachim, and you bring wine with it. Utnufot chazev shok, and the waving of the different parts of the breast and the thigh, right, and that's the shlamim, and the bechor doesn't have any of that, but the bechor will come before maaser. Why? Mipnei shekdushato mirechem. The Bechor is born holy, as opposed to the Maaseh, which is the tenth one, which is appointed holy. And Ne'echal la'Kohanim, right? The Bechor and the Kohanim can eat, where the Maaseh, even the Bala Korban, can eat. Then Amaseh Kolim la'Ofot, the Maaseh animal will come before the birds. Why? Mineshu Zevach. First of all, it's an animal, and it's got more Kedusha, right? Look at Rashi over here. Mineshu Min Zevach. Zvichat sachin, okay, that you shechter with a knife, v'ofer melika, and off you do with the melika, with a nail, right? Uzvachim chashivi, and zvachim also more important. Why? Mipnei she mitzvatan merube. There's lots of work done with the animal, right? There's the shchita, the kabbalah, the holacha, the zrika, the smicha, the amorin, all the whole story with the birds. It's just very straightforward. Shekola korbanot ba'in mehen, right? And also he says there, because all korbanot can come from an animal, and but there's some that you can bring from a bird. Okay, and another aspect of the animal of the, over the off is v'yeshbo kochei kochim, right? Remember what the kochei kochim is? Lechele gavua. He says there are two, look at Rashi, the very first wide lines of Rashi. Within the shlamim, even though that's a kochei kalim, we've said this many times before, there are two parts of the kochei kalim which actually kochei kochim. Damo, right, it's blood, and Amorav. Remember, the Amorim, once you take the Amorim, they become Kochei Kochei. Remember, we spoke about that many times before. Ma she'en kain b'chatat ha'of, she'en mizbeach ele dama. The off only has blood, not the Amorim. V'chivan dekad b'chatat ha'of, kol she'kein le'olat ha'of. And if a zevach will come before the chatat of the off, and then before the olat of the off, because the chatat, before the chatat, sorry, chatat le'olat of, because the chatat of, Kodemet le'olatov. We'll see in a second. Now, in the bird and family, the chatat comes before the ola. Right? And then we see over here, v'yeshu kochei kochim, damo v'ha'ofot korim le'benachot. Birds come before flower offerings. Why? Mipnei shehen minei damim. Because they got blood, right? And kaparatat is more kapara. With the flower, it's just you take a bit of the flower and you burn it. And then minchat chote, within the mincha families, the flower families, minchat chote kodem minchat nedava. So the guy who's bringing it as a kapara, right, he comes first. And Rashi says, avia v'halinu kedushato demechaperet. Similar to the chatat as opposed to the ola, there's an element of kaparia, so it's more kadosh, right? Rimneshu baal chet. And chatat ha'of kodemet lolato, that we just saw in Rashi, v'chein b'haktisha. Not only does the chatat come first in terms of doing the korban, but Rashi, even by Hakdisha, look at the last part of Rashi, Keshu mefaresh et kino, kore shem lechatat chila. When you come with a nest, remember we saw a nest, the guy comes with the two birds, let's say a woman comes, after she's given birth, she brings an ola and a chatat, so she'll bring the nest and she'll designate, that is the chatat and that's the ola. The order, even in defining them, comes first. Okay, so that's the Mishnah. Now you can turn over and you can see a nice small little few lines of Gemara in front of you. Right? We haven't seen a daf like this for a long time. Have you turned over? Oh, okay. Right. So, now let's go. Well, the truth is that most of the first part of the Gemara is quite easy flowing. It gets a little bit more complicated later on. So, what's a minani mili? So, what's a minani mili? Rashi says, yeah, the dam chatat, kudim adam ola. How do we know the order? And when it comes to blood, the chatat comes first. And when it comes to the meat, the burning of the evarim, the ola comes first. He says, how do we know that? Because the pasuk says, now the shita adds in there, Rebbe Omer. Right? He adds in there, Rebbe Omer, and then the Tana Rabbanan. So it's the Rebbe Omer, right? The Tana Rabbanan, sorry, Rebbe Omer. It's Rebbe, says this from the Midrash, the entire, in Torah Kohanim. Says Rebbe is the one who says this. Upar sheni ben bakar tikach lechatat. The pasuk here says, v'lachu par ben bakar, take a par ben bakar, uminchat solet, and a flower offering, bulav shmikta b'shemen, and then upar sheni ben bakar tikach lechatat. So you first take an apar ben bakar, and the second one you take to a chatat. So the Gemara says like this: why says uparsh you makarti al chatat? Now, the shita goes: if you can look at the shita mekubetz, it'll just help us. If you look at the shita mekubetz here, because there's a bit of stuff missing here from this Gemara. It says like this: ma tamud lomar, right? What's it teaching us when it says upar sheni, right? Im lelamed shehen shnayim. If you want to tell us that there are two here, Rekfar Neemar, the pasuk already said, Vasa et ha'echad chatat v'echad ola. When it says already said, it means later on in the psukim. Already the pasuk a few psukim later says to us over there, right? In Bami later on, also in that parik chet, but pasuk yud bet, Zavarim yismuchu et yidehem arosha parim, Vasa et ha'echad chatat v'echad ola. So we know there are two. So there can't be upar sheni. He's speaking about v'lakhu par b'makar minchato solet, right? V'asad echad v'chalula. So therefore, matavu lomar upar sheni ben bakar tikach chata. Which is this one we're speaking about? Take for the chatat. So now we start speculating. Sheyachol shetei chatat kodemet l'chol maase ola. Are we now saying that when it says that those v'lakhu par b'makar minchato solet, it's about the olot? When it says par sheni ben bakar tikach chatat, are we saying now take another par and do all the avoda of that before the ola? The Gemara says no. Talmud Gemara, par sheni b'makar tikach lechatat. Says no. Take the par sheni b'makar lechatat. So if par sheni, if it's par sheni, second par, yachol ola kodemet lechatat lechol maaseh. Now is it saying we should do all the ola stuff first and then come back and do the par? But it can't work. Why? Because the pasuk later on said vaseh taichad chatat lechalav. There the chatat came first. So what's going on over here? What comes first? The chatat or the ola? We're not sure which is going which. There seems to be a stira. So what says, hakat, so what do we mean to understand by this? So it says, no. We understand that the dam chatat kodem the dam ola. Do the dam chatat first. Why? Because meratze, because we do the meritzu. Now I think you've got to read this Gemara as follows. And evarei ola, right? In other words, ignore those two dots if it's a continuation of the sugya. And so we got chatat, blood chatat comes first, but the evarei ola, and then if you go and look at the shita mekubetzet or dalid, you'll see he fills in what's missing over here. And then evarei ola, right, kodmin demre chatat, mibnei shehen kalile ishim. See that? That seems to be like the end of the sugya. That's how you got to read it. So the pasuk tells us that first we've got the ola. Then it says take the second one chatat. But the second pasuk says chatat first, then the ola first. So the first second pasuk says he's speaking about the blood, because talking about the kapara. So there it says do the blood of the chatat first. But the first pasuk which says tikach et tikach upar sheni tikach the chatat, telling us the evarim. Okay, that's how the Gemara sorted out. So now on that the Gemara says the question. It says ve'ema matana ve'ema. Matnat chatat kamaita demechapre tikdom. In other words, Rashi says here, adds in a very important point. Remember, we learned before that lechatchila, how many matanot do you have to need from a chatat? One. Remember? We said the first one was, when we had that whole question of if you did one, you have to come back and do two. Why do you do two? And if the blood got tamei after the first one, isn't it good? Remember that? We only really need one blood springs lechatchila. We do four, but actually only need one. So he says, okay, look, you want to do the blood chatat, the chatat work on the blood of the chatat first. But we know that the ola ayvarim come first. So just do the one of the chatat sprinkling. Now you've been yotze. Now carry on with the ola and then come back and finish off the chatat. That's the gross question now. Ve'ema matna achat kamaita demechapre tikdom ve'enechlo, not the rest of them. Here we speak about the Levi'im. What was important about the Levi'im on when we had the Milu'im on the 8 days of the on Rosh Chodesh Nisan? The Levi'im weren't really bringing a chatat for kapara purposes, remember? They were bringing it for consecration purposes. They weren't really bringing a chatat like a guy who's over on an aveira and brings a chatat. Nonetheless, the Levim still brought the chatot. So the Gemara says like this, I'm Ravina. Hacha b'chala nimas kinan. Va'af agav d'chi ola dam. So it's really like an ola. Because an ola doesn't come in lieu of a aveir. And the Levim brought chataot, which we actually like a lot. Right? Right? Ka'am rachmane, he tikdam. And nonetheless, the Torah still said that chatat comes first. So therefore, you wouldn't be able to just do a part of a chatat. Because there, if the Levim were doing it as an Aveira, we would say maybe. But yeah, it wasn't. It was like an Ola. Nonetheless, even though it was like an Ola, the whole chatat came first. So how much more so when it's a proper chatat, the whole person would come first. So that is Ravina's answer. But Ma'arava Amre, in Eretz Yisrael, they said, why? Hoyil v'hitchil v'matanot gomer. So you know, that might not the reason, but bichlal, we've got a principle. You start something, finish it. Yeah. Don't start a chatat, do one kapara, go back to the ola, come into the chatat. You confuse the guys to no end. You start a chatat, finish chatat, work. That's a more practical answer. Okay. Ibai Elehu. You say a more practical answer. You've got to be careful when you argue with these. I heard an amazing story with the Shagas Arya. He lived in the time of the Vilna Gaon. Big time in Chochem. But he was a very controversial figure. He argued a lot. I think even that in the end, he was a rabbi in Minsk and in Pinsk. And I think, if I'm not mistaken, in the end, he had a big fight with his community. And he could stay as a rabbi, but they paid him. But he only agreed to give like 4 shurim a year. He was a big, but massive Talmid Chochem. His two was argued on Rishonim, argued on everybody. And the story goes that he died. He was sitting in his study and a bookshelf fell on him. And he died. And just before he was dying, he said, I think, to his grandson, he said, the reason that he thinks what happened here was that all the Rishonim on his bookshelf who's argued with got nekama, got revenge, and they killed him. It's a proper story. But I heard the story on a shir, and I went and I checked it up, and in Wikipedia, Shagas Arya, that same story features a slightly different version. So it's a well-known story. So then you got to be careful when you argue with people. You've got to make sure there are no bookshelves around. Yeah, I know, right? But I'm saying, I don't want to argue on Rabbina here, but I think that the answer to my Rabba from Eretz Yisrael is a better answer. Okay, Ibai Elehu, right? Dam Chatat Ve'evarei Ola. Right, so now they ask a question. So we just said now, a second ago, the Mishnah stated quite clearly that Dam Chatat and Dam Ola come first. And Evarei Ola and Evarei Chatat, that's the order they come first. Now they're going to ask a different question. What about Dam Chatat and Evarei Ola? Okay, we know Dam Chatat and Dam Ola, we know Evarei Ola and Evarei Chatat. What about Dam Chatat and Evarei Ola? Ezimen Kodem. Dam Chatat Kodem. Do we say that the blood of the Chatat comes first? Mimnei Shemaratze. Because there's ritzu there, like we said. Or Dilma Evarei Ola Kodem. Why? Mipnei Shehen Kalilishim. Because they're going to get completely burnt. And they're like the Evarim of the Ola would come before the Evarim of the Chatat. So she's going for the blood of the Chatat as well. So the word says, you know, let's look at our Mishnah Toshma. Dam Chatat Kodem Ola. Our Mishnah says what? Blood comes before blood. Le Dam Ola Hu De Kadim. It's only when it's blood that comes first. Le Evarei Ola Lo Kadim. So therefore, maybe not. The blood wouldn't come before the Evarim. Where it says Adrabah, no, that doesn't work. Look at the Sefer of the Mishnah, Evarei Ola Kodmin Lemerei Chatat. There we saw that the Evarim of the Ola came with Lemerei Chatat. Lemerei Chatat to the Kadim, Ledam Chatat lo Kadim. That's going for the blood. Because you know what? We can't prove anything. Because from the ratio we can prove this way. From the same, you with me? Did you follow that quickly? Yeah. Right? Okay. So we can't really prove anything. Next question. Right, so now the Gemara asks another question. Ibai Elehu, Dam Ola, the Emorei Chatat. Don't ask questions the other way around. So now we've got the Dam of the Ola and the Emorei Chatat. As in Kodem, which comes first. We know that from the Mishnah, right, that Dam Ola comes afterwards. And we also know that Emorei Chatat come afterwards. Right, in other words, if it was Dam of the Ola, Dam Chatat, the Dam Ola would come second, and Emorei Chatat would come second. Now we've got the two which are second categories in the Mishnah together, and they together what come first. You with me?
Mm-hmm.
Right. Dam Ola Kodem, do we say the blood of Ola comes first? Why? The Ka'ati Mikoach Kalil. Because the blood of the Ola is coming from the Koach, it's deriving its importance from the fact that its whole Korban is being burnt up. Or Dilma Emrechat, the Emorim, that come first. Why? Because the Ka'ati Mikoach Mechaper, because the blood of the Chatat and the animal itself is coming as a Kapara, therefore the Emorim are elements of Kapara and Kapara should come first. Well, let's look at our Mishnah, Toshma. Dam Chatat Kodem Dam Ola. In our Mishnah said, Dam Chatat to Dam Ola. Ha! Dam Chatat to the Kadim the Dam Ola, but not Emorei Chatat. But Emorei Chatat lo. Now we can say that the Emorei Chatat should come second before the Dam Ola. Was it Adraba? No. Look at the Sefer, we said that way around. Evarei Ola, the Evarim of the Ola, Kodmim le Emorei Chatat. But not the Evarei Ola, Adraba, Misaifa, Evra Ola, Kumim Lemrechatat. Evrahu, the Kamin Emrechatat. Aban Dam Ola, it's not the blood. So blood never comes first. The one says, you know what? We can't prove anything either way. Okay, so we can't really prove it. We can try in either direction. We can try and prove. We can't really prove anything. Okay. Is that clear?
Yeah.
Okay. Next question the Gemara asks. Ibai Elehu, Dam Ola V'Dam Asham. Now we've got two elements of blood, but now we know that a chatat, right? Just look in the Mishnah quickly. Look at the Mishnah when it came to Asham. We said, Chatat Kodemet La Asham, right? We said that the Dam Chatat comes for the Dam Ha'ola. And then we said, Avrei Olah comes before the Amrei Chatat. Then we said, Chatat comes before Asham. We never made a distinction between Dam Chatat, Dam Asham. Right? We just said Chatat before Asham. And let's just ask ourselves a question here. If the Gemara, the Mishnah says that Chatat comes before Asham, and we know that Chatat comes before Ola. If an Asham would come before an Ola, and a Chatat comes before an Ola, and a Chatat, let me go through this again. Yeah. I want to just expand this, the logic here. In other words, the Mishnah is always going to give us the bigger Chidush, correct? That's the principle. The lesser Chidush we learn from the bigger Chidush. What's the bigger Chidush? We know that Chatat comes before Adam, Chatat comes before Dam Ola. Right? And we know that Chatat comes before Asham. So if Dam Chatat came, if Dam Asham came before Ola, and the Mishnah tells us that Dam Chatat comes before Dam Ola, then it's obvious that Chatat comes before Ola. And that Ola comes before Asham. Sorry, that Asham comes before Ola. I'm trying to make it simple. I presume myself more. No, I think you can. Look here. If we've got, we know that Dam Ashchatat comes before Dam Ola. That we agree with, right?
And that Chatat
comes before Asham. So we've got Dam Chatat before Dam Ola and Chatat before Asham. If the Mishnah had left out Ola and just said Dam Chatat comes before Dam Asham, and Chatat comes before Asham, and it would have said then Chatat comes or Asham comes before Ola, wouldn't be necessary to say Asham comes before Ola, because if Chatat comes before Ola, you know, forget it. Again, but the Mishnah doesn't mention Dam of both. I'm trying to draw an analogy here between the Dam and the Dam and the Asham. Then it seemed to make so much sense to me last night. Let's carry on. Let's see what I want to say. If I want to say it comes clear in the Gemara. You can ask a question like this. Ibailu, Dam Ola V'Dam Asham. Yes, of course, man. It's not Dam Chatat. We've got Dam Chatat comes before Dam Ola. Right? And Chatat comes before Asham. So we know the order. We know that Chatat comes first and Ola comes after Chatat. Right? We also know that Chatat comes before Asham. The question now is Ola and Asham.
There's no relationship.
Asham. We don't know anything about that, right? Because we only know that we only Chatat and Ola and Chatat and Asham. We don't know anything about that. Correct. Okay. So Dam Ola v'Dam Asham, Eze mehen kodem. Dam Ola kodem. Why would the Dam Ola? Why would you think the blood Ola comes first? The Ka'at mikoach kalil, because it's got the extra koach. It's completely burnt the animal. Or deal me Dam Asham kodem. Why? Because it's also the mechapir. Because it's also got an element of kapara. Now the Gemara says, you know, let's try and see if we can solve this from our Mishnah. Toshma. Our Mishnah says, Dam Chatat Kodem Dam Ola. Aval Dam Asham Lo. See that? It says, Dam Chatat comes before an Ola. But we never said Dam Asham. Right? In other words, not before a Dam. In other words, Dam Chatat comes before Ola, but not before a Dam, not before an Asham. We haven't seen anywhere that a Chatat comes before an Asham. So maybe an Asham is more Chamor than a Chatat. Now, if a Asham is more Chamor than a Chatat, and a Chatat comes before an Ola, then obviously an Asham will come before an Ola as well. That makes sense, right? Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Right, there, okay, I think that's what I was trying to say about this very clearly, right?
I think.
Atama, Ibadet Yilcha. If we say we've got dam chatat comes before a dam ola, but we don't know that a dam chatat comes before a dam asham, so maybe a dam chatat doesn't come before a dam asham. A dam asham comes before a dam chatat. So if a dam chatat comes before a dam asham ola, and a dam asham comes before a dam chatat, then obviously a dam asham comes before a dam ola. That makes sense, right?
Just thinking
out of this thing for the recording. I know, you're in the recording, you're going crazy. Let's just put that in context again. If a chatat, dam chatat comes before dam ola, and we don't know anything about a dam asham, so we can assume that maybe a dam chatat doesn't come before a dam asham, which means that a dam asham comes before a dam chatat. So if a dam asham comes before a dam chatat, and a dam chatat comes before a dam ola, then the order is asham chatat ola. Then a dam asham comes before a dam ola. And our Gemara, the question of the Gemara here was, Ibayelehu, right? Dam ola v'dam asham. And he has the answer. A dam asham comes first. Because a dam asham would even come before dam chatat. And we know that dam chatat comes before dam asham, dam ola. Okay, that's clear now, right? Even anyone, this should be very, very clear now. So, are you with me?
It says, dam chatat kodem the dam ola.
Right.
But dam asham lo.
In other words, exactly.
Dam asham is not before the ola.
No, if I got so excited, I think it was the other way around. I think it says, toshma, dam chatat kodem le dam ola. Aval dam asham lo, but not before dam asham. Am I learning it wrong? Yeah, help me out, somebody.
The application of Hashem blood does not precede the application of Allah.
Hold on. You think I've got it all wrong here?
Suggesting it. I think the next.
You think I've got all my excitement here is for nothing? Chatat. Hold on. Wait. Hold on. Where's the Gemara here? About a damola v'dam Hashem hasn't been kodem. Shadamola kodem dakati mishum nagah. Or dim v'dam Hashem demechaper. Toshma adam chatat kodem damola. Mimash iskriya mishna dam chatat. V'lo dam Hashem yesh layek. Aval dam Hashem eno chamur kmo dam chatat. Lo hu eno kodem damola. Either way, completely opposite around to what I learned, which doesn't excite me so much, because I prefer the way I learned it. The way I learned it means it was a bigger chiddush in the Mishnah. Okay, but we can. Okay, we can carry on with that. Hold on, so let's just try and let's get to that now. Toshma dam chatat kodem dam ola, aval dam asham lo. So here he said the other way around. The way that they're learning the Gemara here, at least the way that, is that asham doesn't come before an ola, which means that the ola comes before the chatat, before the asham. So once again, now the Gemara says, b'din hu de'ibai lemitni. He says, really, minadin, how should we have asked the question? What should we have learned in the Mishnah? Dam asham. We should have learned dam asham. What's dam asham? Dam chatat, dam asham. I did a baile mitne sefer, but this is why I got confused when I prepared this yesterday. But since we wanted to learn in the sefer, evarei ola kodmim leemorei chatat, right? Therefore we learned dam chatat, dam ola. So really it should have gone dam chatat, dam asham. But then it wouldn't help us with the next question, would have been evarei ola before evarei chatat. So we learned dam asham, dam chatat, dam ola. So therefore, what the Gemara is saying is it really should be dam chatat and dam asham, which then we could have learned that the chatat comes before the asham. Alright? And then what would we have known about the ola? We would have known nothing about the ola. And then how would we have deduced it? Then we would have said, right, itana, right, if we had learned, right, la emorei asham, hayiti omer la emorei asham hu de kadmei, la emorei chatat lo kadmei. Aha, you see what he's saying over here? Mishubachi tana chatat. He says, you can't really prove anything here. Okay, you know what, I can go with that now. It actually makes more sense than what I thought. He says like this. So our question here is, dam asham, dam ola v'dam asham, what comes first? So we said, dam ola, or dam asham. The Gemara says, you don't live from Mishnah. The Mishnah says, dam chatat comes before dam ola, but dam asham, no. The Gemara says, no, that's not a good proof. Why? Because you're assuming dam asham no, because the Mishnah never told us dam chatat dam asham. But the Gemara says, but in reality, it should have actually learned dam chatat dam asham. And then we would not necessarily be able to answer this question so quickly, He's assuming now that Dam Chatat comes before Dam Ola, but not before Dam Chatat, not before Dam, but Dam Hashem doesn't come before Dam Ola. Maybe it would have even come before, because Badinu, we should have learned Dam Chatat and Dam Hashem. But why didn't we learn Dam Hashem, Dam Chatat, Dam Hashem? Because we wanted to teach about Evrei Ola come before Emrei Chatat. And if we had learned, right, if we had learned it with Hashem, that we had said Dam Chatat before Dam Hashem, and then said Emorei Hashem, right? What would we have thought? Hani mili have et yomer Emorei Hashem hu dekadme, that Emorei Ola come only before Emorei Hashem, right? But before Emorei Chatat lo kadme. So we would have learned, like we would have said, Dam Chatat, Dam Hashem, Emorei Chatat, Emorei Hashem, and Emorei Ola. We said Emorei Ola before the Emorei Hashem. And they wouldn't tell anything about Emorei Chatat. So we would have thought maybe the Emorei Ola come before Emorei Hashem. But they don't come before Emorei Chatat. Therefore, Mishlachi Tane Chatat. Therefore, we said Dam Chatat, Dam Hashem, Emorei Ola, Emorei Chatat. Right? So the Gemara really says we can't prove it from here. Because we don't know anything about the Hashem, because the Hashem could have been learned. It wasn't learned for other reasons. So Gemara then tries again, right? I think this is what we're up to, right? Okay, we're back. So he wants to try again. Toshma, let's look at our Mishnah, where it mentions Hashem. It says, Chatat kodem la Hashem. Ah, Chatat hu dekad melei la Hashem. The Chatat comes before the Hashem. Aval Ola lo, but the Ola doesn't come before the Hashem. Right? I'm reading it the way we left the concept, right? And therefore, so what's the proof? My love, Dam, when it said that the Chatat comes before the Hashem, and we said it's the Chatat that comes before the Hashem, and the Olah that comes before the Hashem, aren't we speaking there about the blood? We mean the Dam of the Hashem and the Dam of the Chatat. So the Dam of the Hashem would then come before the Dam of the Olah. And there's the answer to our question. The Gemara says, no. It's speaking there about the Amorim. So again, we can't prove anything from this. The Gemara then says, look, Deikanami. We can be Medayak in our Mishnah. What does our Mishnah say? Diktani. Now you need the Shita Mekubetzet Yovchet. Mipnei Shedama Nitan Velo Ketani Mipnei Shehi Nitenet. You see this? The Shita comes in here, explains. How's this the proof in the Mishnah that we're not speaking about the blood, we're speaking about the Amorim? If you look in the Mishnah, see the Lashon of the Mishnah says as follows. Go back to the Mishnah where it says Chatat and Hashem. Where is it? Have you found it, anybody? Chatat kodemet la Hashem mipnei shedama nitan la arba konot va'al hayesod. You see that? Why does the Chatat come before the Hashem? Because for many reasons. Because the blood of the Chatat is given to four places and on the Yesod. Now we want to say, aren't we speaking about the blood of the Chatat? So the Shita says, we can't speak about the blood of the Chatat. We're speaking about the Chatat itself. Why not the blood of the Chatat? Now look inside the Shita Mekubetzet, yeah? Mipnei Shehi Nitenet. It says, He Nitenet. What's He? The reason why the Chatat comes first is because the blood is given. Tavimashma Matnotea Kodemet, that the why does the Chatat come first? Because the matanot, the different presentation of the blood, come before or more than the Hashem. If we were speaking about the blood itself, right, we wouldn't have said mipnei shehi nitenet. We would have said, right, say diktan mipnei she dama nitan, right. And look at the you need the Mishra Shasi as well. Velo ketani mipnei shehi nitna, right. It was he nitna. Would it mean, why does the Chatat come first? Because he is given on the Amizbayach, the format. I mean, he, meaning the blood of the Chatat comes first. But it doesn't say he, it says because the blood is given. Which means the Chatat is important for a third party reason. The Chatat is important because of the blood, not the Chatat is important because of it. If it wasn't because of it, it would mean the blood is important because of it. You understand? But the Chatat because of the blood. So if we're not talking about the blood, we're talking about the Chatat separately. Okay, that's, we got it there, right. That's clear over there. Okay. And therefore, we want to say Shema Mina. So therefore, we can't actually prove anything here. Because because we thought it was the blood. He said, no, it's the Amorim, and we proved the Amorim. So we haven't got an answer to the Dam Ola or Dam Hashem, correct? We haven't got an answer. Okay, now the Gemara carries on. Okay, ooh. Shema, okay. Chatat kodemet la'asham. Now we're on to the actual Mishnah where it says there, Chatat kodemet la'asham. So Gemara says, Adrabah, Hashem kadim, the Hashem should come first. Why? Shechen yesh lo kitzpah. What do you mean yesh lo kitzpah? Look at Rashi, it's Rashi for quite a while, yeah? It says, Koshem sheyesh lo kitzpah, because the Hashem has a monetary value, there's a limit. L'damav, on how much its money has to be worth. Tichtiv, v'chesef shkalim. It has to be at least worth 2 shkalim, the chatat, the Hashem. Aval chatat kol du, anything it'll cost can cost. So it's seen that the Hashem here has got a higher value, because the Torah tells you it has to be worth something. With the chatat, you can bring whatever you want. So Gemara says, you know what? Afilu hachi ribu de mizbeach adif. Doesn't matter. Even though it's got a kitzvah, nonetheless, because the chatat has got more elements than there's the shvichat shiraim and all the 4 matan women are not another part to 2, because there's more things like so in the Mishnah, it's still come first. Now, Hashem kodem le toda. So Gemara says that Hashem comes before the toda. Gemara says, Adrabah, toda, va'ayil nazir kadme. Right? The toda and the al nazir, those shlamim, should come before the Hashem. Why? Shechein te'unin lechem, because the Todah has to bring lechem with it. It doesn't matter. The Hashem is kochei kochim, we prefer kochei kochim over kochei kalim. Then the next thing in the Mishnah was Todah v'ayil nazir. We said there shlamim come, or to shlamim, the Todah v'ayil nazir come first. It was Adrabah, shlamim kadmeh, the shlamim should come first. Why? Shechein yeishlan betzibur kebiyachid. Look at Rashi, yeah? There's a shlamim which is also a korban tzibur, a kivsei atzeret on Shavuot, right? Is a kevis, is a shlamim, right? And we, as opposed to a todah and an ayil nazir, are only korbanot yachid. The Gemara says, no, afilo hachi nechalinu yom echad adifei, the todah and the ayil nazir are eaten on one day, which has more of an element of kochei kochim to it, and therefore they come before the shlamim, which can be eaten on 2 days. Now, the Gemara asks a question here. Ibai Elehu. Now, we've seen all the time that the Todah and the Ayil Nazir are combined, they're coupled. But within them, which comes first? Todah, the Ayil Nazir, as it been accorded, which one would come first? The Todah, a guy wants to give a Todah, something happened to him, wants to give a Todah to Hashem, or the Ayil Nazir, the Nazir brings his goat, his ram. Right? Ayil Nazir, man kodim. So the Gemara says, you know what? Todah Kadma. The Torah should come first. Why? Shechein te'una arba min alechem, because it's got 4 different types of breads that come with it, as opposed to the ayil just comes of its own. Or deal me, no. Maybe the ayil nazir should come first. Why? Shechein yesh imo damim acherim. Remember, the nazir brings with him a chatat and an ola and an ayil nazir. Right? Look at Rashi there. Because it says there, damim acherim, chatat v'ola, b'adim ochova. He brings them with chova and for chova, chatat and an ola. So that's the Gemara's question. Someone says, Toshma, let's try and see from our Mishnah if we can get an answer. Right? So the Shita adds in here, hold on, there's a teta here. Zo kodma lezo. It says, Zo kodma lezo. Right? The Todah. Right? The Todah comes before. I think Rashi says that we're talking about the Todah comes first. Do we, Rashi? Zo kodma lezo. Yeah, the Almine, Ayri, but Todah, Va'al Nazir. Right, so the Todah comes before the Ayil Nazir. Why? Shezo tuna arba min alechem. Which is obvious, right? The Ayil Nazir min alechem. Vezo ena tuna ele shnei min alechem. Okay, so there's the answer. We've got more breads, less breads, fine. Now, hashlamim kodnim lebechor. The shlamim come before the bechor. Because adrabah, bechor should come before the shlamim. Why? Shechein kedushato mirechem. Firstly, it's inherently holy, it's born holy, as opposed to shlamim, which you just dedicate any animal. And 2, v'nechal kohanim, where the bechor, only the kohen can eat it. Because you know what, afilu achim mitzvot yeterot adifei. Nonetheless, with shlamim, there are more mitzvahs, there's more blood, etc., etc., etc. Prefer the shlamim. The Gemara then carried on and said, ha-bechor kodem lemaaser, I think it was, right? Hayom, ha-bechor kodem lemaaser. The bechor, if you got a bechor and a maaser, the bechor comes first. Right, there was adrabah, maaser kodem. Right, the mashkan first. Why? Shechein mekadesh lefanav ulacharav. What does that mean? You know, when you're counting a mass, you put the animals walking through like a little gate, and you stand, you go, why did everybody give a 9, 10? And you put a red dot on it. Why did everybody give a 9, 10? Red dot on it. If you made a mistake, and you called the 9th one 10, or the 11th one 10, then the 9, 10, and 11 all become kadosh. Right? That's what it means, mekadesh lefanav ulacharav. That's Rashi. We thought before the Bechor. Why? Because the Bechor is inherently born Kadosh as opposed to the Maaser. Then we had Maaser Kodim Le'ofot, that the 10th one comes before the Ofot. It was Aro Ofot Shel Kadme. Why? Because Shekain Kodesh Kodeshim. Then we got a bird can only be an Ola or a Chatat. They can't be a Toda or a etc. etc. Right? So they kodesh kodesh. Where is it? Afilu achi min zevach adif. Doesn't matter. Animals for animals to birds. Now, Amar Ravina Bar Shilo. Now we finished all of those quick ones. Amar Ravina Bar Shilo. Emorei kodesh kalim. Right. The emorim of the kodesh kalim. Right. Sheyatzu lifnei zrikat damim. Right. That you took them out. I think Shiatsu means that they left the Beramikdash, left the Azara. Can you see a Rashi there, anybody? Beyotze Kodesh Kodeshim, right. I think it means that. Right? That left, if the Amorim of the Kodesh Kalim, which you took outside of the Azara before you had done the Zrika of the Dam, or Pasul. Okay? Even though they aren't yet Kodesh Kodeshim, remember we learned that what makes them Kodesh Kodeshim. It's the actual haza'ah. Remember? The haza'ah of the blood makes the Amorim kodesh kodeshim. But nonetheless, says Rabina Bar Shilo, if you take them out of them, even before the zrika, they become pasul. Now he says, v'tana tuna. And our tana of our Mishnah comes to help us on that. Now Rashi mentions, look at Rashi quickly on the v'tana tuna. Tana tuna doesn't mean the tana of our Mishnah. Tuna itself, says Rashi, means the tana of our Mishnah. Tana means, and the Tana, our Mishnah learnt. Look at Rashi. V'tana, Tana didan. You see that? V'tana, Tana didan. The Mishnah, Tana, our Mishnah taught. Right? Siyatin Amilta. So Rav Shilo, who was this guy? Ravina Bar Shilo, he's got a proof here from the Tana of our Mishnah. And what's the proof? Mibnei Shehu Zevach. Right, we said over here that why does the animals come before the birds? It's got kodesh kodeshim, and what was the kodesh kodeshim? Damav ve'emorin. Okay, I think the Shittek changed it to damav ve'emorav. Right, it's blood and it's emorin. Those are the two things of kodesh kodeshim. This is like this. Bishlom emorin. We understand why the shlamim here is greater than the birds because of the Amorim. Because litnu b'ofot. Because birds don't have Amorim. Right? So we get it said the shlamim come before ofot. Why? Because the ofot are better, the zevach is better, because it's got blood and Amorim. But the birds got blood as well. The only real superior difference between a bird and an animal is the Amorim. So why do you say the blood and the Amorim? You got the question? Mm-hmm. Right? And a dam mihaitei, they've got blood. So why do you tell me that they're greater because of blood and morim? El alav, isn't the reason they're telling me that is ha kemashmelan the amorim kidamo, that the amorim of the zevach is like the blood of the zevach. Ma damo lifnei zrika, the blood even before zrika is holy, right? Is got kuchin af amorim, right? Kodem zrika. So too the Amorim before the Zrika. Ukakari lehu koche kochim. And they're called koche kochim. Now, umar damo mifsal biyotze. Just like blood. Before the Zrika. If you take it outside, it becomes pasul. Af Amorim mifsal biyotze. Let's end off over here.